Hello and welcome to the Sports Fathers, episode 31, recorded on the 26th of May, 2014. Hashtag winning. In today's show, we talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs, how they've gone so far. We make our picks for the Conn Smythe Trophy, and we make our predictions for who will win it all. All that and more next. Hello and welcome to the Sports Fathers. I'm Father Daryl Millett in sunny Watson, Saskatchewan. Well, I think the sun's peeking out now. And join with me today is Father Jeffrey Young, who is right now in sunny Watson, Saskatchewan. He's sitting about 4 feet away from me. He's coming to visit from his parish of St. Front. Hello, Father Jeff.
Hello, Father Daryl. Yes, I came here to see the shrine to Dustin of Tokarski.
Yes.
Native of Watson, Saskatchewan, playing for the Habs right now.
Yes, so Dustin Tokarski has played the last three games, replacing the injured Carey Price, and he's been doing very well, I might add.
Very well indeed.
All the goals on him in the last game were basically breakaways, so yeah. Pretty good. And then also joining us tonight is Father Travis out in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. Hello, Father Travis.
And we all know that Dustin Tokarski is doing such a good job because he was trained by the Prince Albert Mentos.
Yeah, sure. We can all take credit, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, you bet. He's everybody's favorite.
Sure. Well, the playoffs have been marching on. How's this for a segue?
Sure.
The playoffs have been marching on, and it's been so long since we've recorded, I don't know how to make a proper segue. Some would argue that maybe I never did know how to make a proper segue.
That's oh, you true. Were always the best.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. I'll pay you later. So
sure, whatever.
But, you know, way back, like, million years ago, back in April or whatever it was that we did our last episode, we made a bunch of playoff picks. And in this case, it was for the first round and also our picks for the Stanley Cup. So I'd like to just maybe recap who we had chosen and then we can lament how brutal we all were at this. So for the Stanley Cup winner, Father Travis, you chose the Bruins of Boston.
I did, yeah, you with, did. I thought, good reason. But
yeah, apparently- and then Father Jeff... You chose
the Boston of Bruins, I believe.
Yeah. And then for me, I chose Boston. So that didn't happen, apparently.
This is why we're not sports telecasters.
Yeah, but to be fair, I think an awful lot of sports telecasters were also picking Boston as well.
Oh, excellent.
So we're joined in our incompetence.
Like in the priesthood.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So we all messed up on that one. And then let's see, who did we get for the first round? So the first round, starting over in the West, and these are all these picks are available at thesportsfathers.com. Take a look at the episode that was released on April the 17th. And you can see what all of our picks were. We also had picks from Chloe, my dog. And, I haven't added it up. I think she was actually more accurate than I was. Yeah. Anyway, that's wonderful. So for Colorado and Minnesota, the first round, all of us picked Colorado. Colorado did not win.
No.
No, they didn't. Chloe picked Minnesota, though.
Yeah. My dog flipped a coin, picked Minnesota. And Father Jeff's shaking his head.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shocker, but actually looking back now, I'm surprised we didn't have one of us not going with or going with Minnesota. They actually have a pretty strong team, and they even gave a good run to Chicago too there. But
I'm not sure. I think Colorado, we recorded this a little bit after the playoffs started, and Colorado came out to a pretty good start in that series.
Yeah.
So I think that probably played into it.
Yeah, quite a bit. At home there, they had, I think, won the first two games even. So.
You know, one of the things I remember from that series was Patrick Waugh's method for pulling goalies, which seems to have caught on all over the place now.
Yeah, it revolutionized the goalie pull. It used to be always like the sacred 1 minute mark that you would pull the goalie. Yeah. Now it's like he was doing it like 4 or 5 minutes left. It was awesome.
and being successful at it too. That was the thing. Because usually you'd pull a goalie with that much time left, four minutes left or whatever. And you think, well, that's an awful lot of risk.
Yeah. And then like that whole first round, maybe it was the pulled goalie last third period comeback attempt thing. But it was probably the best round, best period of hockey I've seen in my life, because there was so many comebacks. I forget what the stat was, but there was more comebacks of being down by two or more goals than ever in the last few playoffs. So it was the best hockey ever. I wish you could just play the first round over and over again.
Oh, yeah. The number of overtimes were crazy. I think if you, the first two rounds together, there was something like 19 or 20 overtimes, which is ridiculous. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. And yes, a lot of last end of the game, last minute goals too. It was pretty awesome.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
Great. There's an edit.
Next pick. St. Louis, Chicago.
The St. Louis and Chicago. Now we had a little bit more of a mixture there. Father Jeff and myself picked Chicago, and Father Travis, you picked St. Louis. But to be fair, in seven games.
Yeah.
So, Father Travis, why did you mess that one up so badly?
Yeah, exactly. I picked St. Louis to get right to the cup, but yeah, so obviously. Oh, well.
I think for me, again, we picked these a few games into the first round. Yeah. I just thought Chicago's experience would win the day.
Didn't we say, though, Chicago in seven, and he said St. Louis in seven?
You did. You said Chicago in seven. Yeah. I said Chicago in five.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a seventh game and a toss-up, and I went with Chicago, but I wasn't sure. I was leaning to St. Louis, and then the last week of the year, I was saying they just were slumping so much, and they had just a lot of injury problems.
Well, and we can split the difference. They won in six. I picked them in five. You picked them in seven.
Yeah.
So they won in six? They won in six.
Oh, I thought that went to seven games. Yeah. That was a good series, though. But
Yeah, it was excellent.
They all were, though. Jeez.
Well, the Anaheim-Dallas one, that was another good one.
Yeah.
I did not expect that one to be go the distance quite like it did. I picked Anaheim in five.
Yeah.
You picked Dallas in seven, Father Jeff.
Yeah.
And Father Travis picked Anaheim in six, which he got right on the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, shot in the dark. Lucky.
No, you don't sell yourself short. You say, I was awesome. I knew everything.
I researched it.
Yeah. Yeah. You fired up your DeLorean and figured that one out. But then you picked Boston to win the cup. So anyway.
Lesai.
One thing, we got a lot of enriched uranium in Saskatchewan, so we all have DeLoreans, just so you know. The
time Mr. Fusion.
Yeah. 1.21 gigawatts.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be nice to be able to travel without roads sometimes, too.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
My dog picked Dallas in two games on that one.
Yeah, she messed that one up.
Boy, oh boy. But Dallas did win two games. It's pretty good.
Ooh.
Got to take credit for that.
It was just a miscommunication.
That's right. I didn't understand dog talk.
Yeah. You're not sensitive to the dog.
And then, the last series in the Western Conference. This was one of the craziest series I've ever seen. Los Angeles Kings, San Jose Sharks. Yeah. So just to refresh your memory in case you somehow forget, San Jose went up 3-0. LA won the series.
What were the predictions?
Our predictions, actually, this is pretty good. All three of us picked seven games. Mm-hmm. Father Jeff, you and I picked LA in seven. Father Travis, you picked San Jose in seven.
Oh, too bad, Father Travis.
But we all picked seven games. I don't think any of us could have possibly predicted that seven games would have worked out as it did, though.
No. That's happens like four times in NHL history or something.
I was on my way to being right. It's not my fault.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're on your way to be right and you try it with a sincere heart, who am I to judge?
Thank you, Pope Jeffrey.
Thank you. You're right.
Uh-huh.
But the Kings continue to be just amazing, which we'll talk about later. So I will not talk about
that. We can start talking about it now, because I think their experience did really help out that time.
Los Angeles, yeah. And I think it's going to, I think they're going to take this, they're going to be in the finals too. So it's like LA and New York, but.
They just wear you down.
Yeah.
And Quick is playing like Quick.
Yeah. Well, there is he's not always right, but he's mostly right. Don Cherry did after the game three when Chicago, or sorry, when San Jose was up like five or six goals in the third period, and they had a power play, and they had like a 5-on-3 power play. The game was already won by San Jose. It was like 6-2 or something. And they had their best power play out there, and they were just racking up the score. And it was actually good. Cherry's always on that. He's like, you don't embarrass the other team. You don't, because it always comes back to bite you. And he was right. Like, you saw Quick go off at the end, kind of rallied the team. And the next four games they won, and it was all about the pride, eh? And if you've already won before, you're a champion, and the Sharks have never won really anything. They
beat Calgary that one year.
I show my sympathy for the Sharks. They've had real struggles in the playoffs, but that's the difference between even veteran players, but like winning veteran players. So Los Angeles, as Charlie Sheen says, winning matters, right? And and it was awesome. Like the Kings, they rallied, and I don't think you can stop that fire, right? And then on the, we'll talk about it in the East too, but New York's got the same thing. They all rallied around like the Marty St. Louis kind of thing with his mother dying, and they kind of have like a fire or a passion. Yeah.
On New York there, we'll get to that too. Yeah. Because that's been pretty amazing.
So I think LA's going all the way, but not the path that we expected.
Not at all. That was something else to watch, though. In the Eastern Conference, Boston and Detroit, all of us picked Boston. Father Travis, you and I picked Boston in 7. Father Jeff picked Boston in 6. And Boston won that series in 7. In 5.
5, yeah.
What the heck? A really big 5.
I lost in 7 the second round, yeah.
Yes. So, I don't think any huge surprises there.
No. The surprise was, what was it, 1-0 shutout by Detroit in the first game. Yeah. That was that gave me a heart attack almost.
I also have to give Father Andrew, who's not available to record this show tonight, he did pick Boston in 5. He got it right on the nose.
Father Andrew?
Yes.
Father Andrew got it right?
Yes. He got a few of these right. I didn't.
Golf clap.
Oh. Fart, yes. Fart. Okay, you got to cut that out later, okay? That part about him being.
Yeah, right. I might edit. Who knows? Whatever. Yeah.
From Andrew being right to fart, cut that part out.
So no editing going on in this podcast at all.
No, please leave that in. That's good.
And even my dog picked Boston. She got the number of games wrong. She picked Boston in 6.
She's winning right now, percentage-wise. I think so. She's had more serious predictions.
It's pretty bad that my coin flipped.
Oh, what did she predict for the LA? Sorry.
She picked LA in 6.
Yeah. So look at that.
Yeah. The only one who got the LA series wrong was Father Travis. But we're not going to rub that in. We're not going to mention how wrong he was in that series.
Oh,
not going to mention that at all.
But don't feel bad, Father Travis.
He just messed up.
The dog doesn't have a mortal soul, so we win out in the end. Don't worry.
And she was flipping a quarter that was printed in 1993, so whatever.
Good year. I don't know why, but it was a good year. Turquoise was invented.
Hey, it's a good year because there's a possibility, a remote possibility, but a possibility we could get a repeat Stanley Cup final. Montreal and L.A., the only problem is that LA does not have Marty McSorley to have the illegal stick.
Or Wayne Gretzky.
Well, that too. All right. So Boston, Detroit, Tampa Bay and Montreal. All three of us picked Montreal in 6 games. Father Andrew picked Tampa in 6. Chloe picked Tampa in 1. She kind of messed that up too. Mm. But Montreal kind of won that one big time. Sweep. Get the broom out. Hurry hard. So I guess, we thought Tampa would win some games, and they didn't. They're missing Marty St. Louis, apparently.
We were just trying to be nice, I guess.
Yeah.
I was going to say, so are the Calgary Flames, but that'll be another story when they cut Marty St. Louis and put him on waivers because he wanted to use too long of a stick, according to one of the brilliant setters. But anyways,
not the one who's coaching LA right now.
No, not the good one. The
the other one.
Some of the other ones from Viking Alberta. Yeah.
All right. Pittsburgh and Columbus. Now that one, I have to admit, that surprised me. I did not expect Columbus to take that to 6 games.
I did. I thought they were going to cause some problems, but,
Well, you picked them to win it in 7, yeah. And that very much could have happened.
Yeah, Yeah.
I picked Pittsburgh in 4. Father Travis, you nailed it right on the nose. Pittsburgh in 6. Chloe picked Pittsburgh in 0, I guess. No games. No game number there.
That could have happened.
Maybe. Maybe. But yeah, Columbus, I think, turned a lot of heads there. They played well.
And they could have got it to game 7 there at home. I don't, just that last game, they just fell just short. But it was, that was a different series. It was just a different different style, unexpected. It was kind of fun to watch. But yeah.
I have to admit, I didn't watch a whole lot of that series, but.
I did. I drafted, I had Wisniewski on my hockey draft, so I was following him there.
Okay.
James, we go way back. Anyways, go on.
And then the last series of the Eastern Conference, New York Rangers and Philadelphia, that went the distance. New York in 7. We, all three of us picked New York. None of us picked 7 games. Father Andrew picked Philadelphia in 6. Chloe picked New York in 6. I guess she barked 6 times. That's how we went with that, right? She just started barking randomly.
Yeah. Well, I sometimes bark the extra few.
At the end,
go on.
So anyway, so the three of us did pick the right team. Father Travis, you didn't give Philadelphia a whole lot of credit there. New York in 5. We're just digging on you today. I don't know. Maybe it's
no worries.
Father Jeff and I are in the same room right now, and we're in cahoots.
Yeah, well, I was just feeling the Rangers are going to go the distance, and look they still are.
That could very well happen.
Yeah. Yep.
Wait, so hold on a second. Hold on. We're in cahoots? I thought we were in Watson. What's going on here?
Yes.
Cahoots, Saskatchewan.
Correct.
I haven't been there for years.
Yes. It's the little known secondary name.
Yeah. It's next to Ajax.
Yes. Down the road from Eyebrow. Anyway.
Yeah, Eyebrow and Armpit. Yeah.
So Saskatchewan town names, if you're wondering, are kind of interesting. There's a whole history there as the railroads went through Saskatchewan and all kinds of random town names came up.
Like Climax.
Or we got South End, which is way up north. East End, which is out west.
Or the craziest of them all, Good Soil. What is that about?
I don't know. Good Soil?
How good is it?
Chirp, chirp. We need the cricket chirping sound.
Yeah.
Hey, Father Travis, how's it going?
And all good hockey players come from all of these towns.
This is very true.
That was my segue.
The best.
That's a good segue.
Except for St. Front. So far.
Now, the early season of Easter ended up being rather busy for all of us. And we were also on retreat, contributed to the fact that we did not record before the second round of the playoffs. So we didn't make any predictions, but I'm sure had we done the predictions, I would have got everything absolutely correct because I'm very humble that way.
But we did watch hockey on the retreat, just to make a confession there. But anyways.
We prayed really hard, I guess.
Yeah.
So Chicago, Minnesota. Memories from that series. Chicago won in 6 games, 4-2.
Yeah, memories was just how well actually Brizgalov did. He was an average-ish goalie, but no one really gave him any chance. And he came in and he every single game he gave Minnesota a chance to win. And Minnesota, like honestly, they remind me of what like I thought of St. Louis a couple years ago. Like they're just every year they're going to get a little bit better, a little bit closer. And like you never know next year, and then there's talk Vanek might sign in Minnesota, or I think that team is they're due for a long playoff run next year or the coming couple of years. So they're a good team. So I was just shocked that Brizgalov just he did very well considering just had to be thrown into the net and everything. So fun series to watch.
No, that was really good. Chicago too. Taves has been having a whale of a playoffs there.
He's debatably the best captain.
We will be getting to our potential Conn Smythe picks, but I think if Chicago were to make the finals, he'd have a strong case.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he won the first Stanley Cup they won. I believe he was the Conn Smythe, and then Kane won last time. But
right. I don't quite remember, but I'll take your word for it.
I just was hearing this recently, and that's why I got my pick for Chicago, but we'll get back to that later.
Yeah, we will get back to that. Father Travis, any thoughts? Okay, nope. So
how's the World of Warcraft doing, Father Travis?
Or? Good.
Yeah. Are you a level 15 paladin yet? Or a paladin of Columbus? Okay, go ahead.
Blue Jackets? What? Oh.
Knights of Columbus, Paladins. Yeah, never mind.
Now, the other series in the West really shows how much hockey Los Angeles has played. Because mm-hmm. that also went the distance. And that was LA and Anaheim.
Yeah.
Man, that was a fun series to watch. That was an awful lot. The hockey, it was incredibly fast-paced, back and forth. A lot of fun to watch that series.
Yeah, the only thing I was going to say is, like, a lot of people. I listen a lot to NHL radio. There are a lot of critiques of like the new division lineup system of how the playoffs works, like where you have to play out of your division. But it made an incredible first and I would say second round of playoffs because it forced like the Pacific division teams to play each other and those rivalries are just going to get better and better. Theoretically, just imagine in God knows how many years that the Oilers, the Flames, the Canucks, they make the playoffs. Having the Flames Oilers playing first round and then Vancouver and whatever. It just creates Seattle, awesome maybe. Rivalries. Yeah.
You heard the rumor that, it was a rumor that Bettman went and visited some people in Seattle.
Possibility of Seattle joining. And I would,
he kind of downplayed that after though. He just happened to be making a stopover and he figured what the heck, meet people.
Going for coffee. I don't know. Who knows?
But anyway, but I get what you're saying.
It created a really intense first couple rounds and I mean, I don't, whatever, they say, it'll be good for the market in the South. Well, I don't really care about that. It just made really good hockey, LA, Anaheim, and it was a great, great rivalry that's developing. And then the San Jose, LA series was great too. So yeah, that worked out nice. And then St. Louis, Chicago, to be honest, if those teams weren't playing each other the first round, they both might've been in the conference final. It made for a really good series and they're better because they got through it. So. And then we got all these original six matchups too. We'll talk about in the East, but Boston and Montreal and New York and
Detroit
because they're forced to play each other. So it's really good. Yeah. And Detroit in the first round. Yeah. And Prince Albert.
And Prince Albert and Anaheim. Anaheim's actually about 25 minutes from me. Spelt with two N's though. Anaheim, Saskatchewan.
That's close though.
Yeah. Yeah. They haven't installed the roller coaster yet though.
Yeah. In Anaheim, Saskatchewan, it's actually a small world after all. But
no, Father David, I love that one.
Yes, yes. As a priest, we all know who loves to make his vacations in the happiest place on earth, which apparently exists in Anaheim, California.
Well, Francis?
Sorry. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
That guy, always traveling. Yeah.
So in the Eastern Conference, to make another brilliant segue, because I'm great at those, Boston and Montreal.
Oh, I got the segue, by the way.
Yeah?
I just talked about Pope Francis always traveling. You could have said, now traveling over to the Eastern Conference.
Now traveling over to the Eastern Conference, Boston and Montreal went to seven games.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing about the seven games. I'm laughing about the silliness of this whole podcast. But anyway, so Boston and Montreal.
That was an insane rivalry. Like, I didn't get to... This is the only series that I followed at all in the second round. But just the racism with Subban going on.
So recap that in case people didn't catch that the first time around.
There was so much on Twitter and just all over the place about Subban, you know, go home, you know, go play basketball. There was so many remarks going on. I mean, and he's just a great hockey player. And I mean, just respect. Like it was terrible how they just
denigrated. And it happened after he scored an overtime game winning goal.
That's right. Yeah. To be more specific.
Yes.
There's a Montreal bar. I think Montreal bar owner that is suing the Canadians for damages done to his bar during a hockey game.
What? I didn't hear this.
Yeah. So just a whole bunch of crap going on, which is obviously over now. But
that's like me suing Pope Francis for the mass he had in Bethlehem because.
It caused a stir in your parish.
No, I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense.
There's no connection.
Because people were distracted. I don't know. It's
someone stayed up late to watch.
I'll work on my analogy for a second. But no, the whole racism, I don't, I mean, that kind of, I liked actually how Subban reacted to it. It kind of just moved on. But people shout and say the most ridiculous things on comment sections and Twitter tweets on the internet. Like they're called trolls, right? There's trolls, like not just in World of Warcraft, Father Travis, but they're one or two people say just incredibly horrific things. If you want a proof of that, go to the Pontifex, the Pope's Twitter feed and look at that comment. So if you took any one of the 1,000 Pontifex troll comments and just posted that or put it on TSN ticker, it would be horrific. But, and so why the racist, whatever thing, it was kind of blown out of proportion. And Subban even said himself, he's like, no, they're the fans in Boston. They're passionate and it doesn't represent the people of Boston. And just stop. People have to just relax and stop taking tweets and Twitter feed as like infallible decrees by a people or any sort of thing. Right. It's just calm down. It's not, there's no racism in hockey. Hockey players are some of the most honorable, respectful people, and even all the, like the petty stuff, the water bottle stuff. They're doing that because PK Subban is a great player, and just like Chara was getting mauled by Montreal fans and hurled things. It's not a racist thing. It's just a rivalry thing, and I think it was dealt with pretty good and not a big deal.
And keeping in mind with Twitter, please follow us at SportsFathers. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, the water bottle thing.
Keep your tweets to yourself, okay? Okay.
Yeah. The water bottle thing was a funny thing too.
It was just stupid. And the back to the cherry understanding of hockey and sportsmanship and things that Canadians shouldn't do or we don't. It only gives fuel to your enemy. Why do you do that? It just does nothing. Like. At the end of the day, drill Subban into the boards, make his life miserable. But
so this is when one of the Boston players near the end of the game squirted water from the bench onto PK Subban.
Wasn't it Brad Marchand? Or
it wasn't Marchand. I can't remember who it was. He got fined for it anyway.
Yeah. Hey, well, whatever.
And then you know, the later on, who's skating? Oh crap! I can't remember. What was the goalie? He was skating by towards the end of the game and squirted water. And anyway, it was this weird thing in the second round.
Price did that.
Was it Price who did that?
He emptied his water bottle and that just.
It was just, I thought Lundqvist was maybe.
Oh, Lundqvist. Lundqvist
did it. Yeah. It's just a strange sort of a thing. Squirting water just because it's the thing to do, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
This round brought to you by Super Soaker. But it was good hockey besides that. It was really good hockey.
Yeah.
It was entertaining.
There's just some of the things Montreal does that just tick me off. And then Boston, they got off playing a game, like a solid game. And it was just annoying. And you got that again with the Boston, New York, a lot of almost like too much time on their hands between games. Like Montreal, New York. Sorry. And they're complaining about all these things and claiming people are faking injuries, and it's just kind of immature and unsportsmanlike. Yeah.
But I mean, it's a storied rivalry there too. So there's some of that feeding into it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Now, if it was a true rivalry, then fight, like actually fight. Like this is the thing, is like, why in playoffs, if all this emotions and stuff, you squirt water at people, or you throw a goalie into the net, that doesn't make sense. Actually be a man enough, like Canadian hockey, fight the guy. If that's the issue. Don't do like cheap things or intentionally injure.
You're saying then you shouldn't, after the series is won, make threats in the shaking hands line?
Yeah.
What?
Lucic was took a step backward in my books. I liked him, and then he just, like, I don't know what's going on with that guy. But
yeah. Anyway, if it's Father Travis, did you have any thoughts?
Yeah, no, I gave mine. Those are... good points, though, Father Jeff. I like that.
To be honest, I'm completely impartial. I don't actually like one team more than the other. I was just like watching it just to enjoy the hockey. I was following my pool. But objectively speaking, there is a lot of stupidity on both teams. And
I think that did ruin a lot of pools, though.
Oh, it ruined me. I had Boston and Rangers, and so I'm limping to the finish line. That's all.
Well, and the Rangers won in 7 games as well. Boy, that second round, lots of long series.
Yeah, Rangers.
Rangers-Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh. No, and that's why I went with the Rangers, is I thought Pittsburgh may get out of the first round. They might be Columbus, although I thought they were going to get upset. But I'm like, they're not going to get past New York or Philly, whoever would win that. So I don't know why. There's something funky going on in Pittsburgh. And then Fleury and the goaltending and stuff. So
And their GM, Ray Sherrill, got fired after that series, too.
He's gone. They're going to do a bit of a refresher. And I don't think it's a coach. Like, they did keep the coach, which that was unprecedented. But they fired the general manager, not the coach. Usually they both go, or just the coach goes. So that was pretty incredible. And we'll see. And Ron Hextall got hired for Philadelphia, too.
Oh, did he?
As the general manager. So
general manager and policeman.
So be watch for the hacks in the crease, yeah.
As long as they don't hire Chris Chelios to work under him or something. If you don't know what that means, I'll see if I can find video of this event. I think it was 1987.
Yeah. If you don't know what that means, get out your Super Nintendo and play EA Sports Hockey 93 or 94, okay? It'll make a lot more sense.
I'll see if I can find video. It was pretty epic. Ron Hextall went berserk at Chris Chelios. Hextall being a goalie for Philadelphia, being the policeman on the team, the goalie.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Goalies Gone Wild or whatever. I think TSN actually had a top 10 on Goalies Gone Wild.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Father Travis, did you catch much of that series? Pittsburgh,
no,
New York?
No, not at all. No.
No.
What have you been doing up there, man? Priesting?
All right. So now we're into the Stanley Cup semifinals, the conference finals. And, well, I've been starting in the West, so why not starting in the West this time again? Chicago and LA. LA is up 2-1, and they are playing game 4.
Right now.
Yeah, basically, they're playing as we speak. This is also a momentous game for another reason besides it being the Stanley Cup final or semifinal, and that's because this is the last nationally televised game on TSN, Canada, the sports network, TSN, for the next 12 years.
At least.
Unless they can cut some sort of side deal with Rogers Communications at some point. But we talked about it a few episodes ago. Rogers Communications struck a deal with the National Hockey League that they have all of the rights, television and internet rights, in Canada for NHL games for the next 12 years. They paid $5.2 billion over those 12 years to get those rights. They're working with the CBC, I think, for the next 4 seasons to have Hockey Night in Canada on CBC. But even then, Rogers will have the editorial control, and CBC has no advertising revenue from this deal. And then CBC recently announced that they're basically going to be getting out of televising professional sports after this. So that'll be the end of Hockey Night in Canada. So this is kind of the beginning of an end of an era, in a sense. TSN, their last game tonight. In a few years, CBC will be their last game, and that'll be the definite end of an era then.
Yeah. Well, that's essentially saying CBC's getting out of television because that's all they have. And
news, but they got news, but that's about it.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
This
sure
hour is 22 minutes.
Yeah. No, they're done. They're done. That's unless they can try to get some rights or whatever, but that's their flagship.
Little Mosque on the Prairie? That's done too.
Little Synagogue on the Prairie. Like, they're running out of ideas here. Okay, let's. But anyways, I'm not going to cry over the CBC.
So this series, I guess we're in game 4 now. LA's won 2 games. Chicago's won 1. Predictions. Brother Travis.
I'm going to say Kings in 6 for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Kings as well, but in 7. They're going to be a tired bunch when they finally get to the finals.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. Father Darryl.
I'm going to go Kings in 6 as well. So there's no no diversity in this group. But yeah. Oh, well.
Well, 7 and 6.
That's true.
Now we'll do the Chloe thing, okay? Chloe? Chloe, you ready? Ready? Are you ready, Chloe?
She can't. I have Chloe here.
Okay.
This particular edition of Chloe was printed in 2009, and it's worth $2 Canadian.
Okay. So it's
all right. So Chloe's picking.
Which is which?
Oh, Chicago was the higher seeded team, right?
Yeah.
That's heads. So
no, sorry. No. Oh yeah. Chicago's the higher seeded.
So Chloe picks LA, tails LA.
In how many games?
Chloe's in her kennel right now, so I don't know. Three games. Oh, okay. Four games? Five?
That's good.
So, what did we say? Kings in five?
Kings in five and a half.
Okay, Kings in 5.5. That's great.
That's good.
Chicago just gives up halfway through the sixth.
Yeah.
We're done here.
Yeah. We're not going to win. Forget it. All right, the other series. Now, of course, we're picking these in the middle of the series, so that is coloring our predictions, and I'm anticipating it's going to color the prediction of the Eastern Conference, because right now New York is up 3-1 against Montreal. Going back to Montreal for game five, of course. Sure. So, Father Travis, who are you picking for this series?
Because I've been wrong with all of my predictions, I'm going to keep trying to be wrong. So I'm going to pick Montreal because I think they can do three in a row.
So how many games? Just kidding.
Montreal in six, Travis? fire up that DeLorean again, eh?
No, I just for fun, I'm going to pick Montreal because it would be so awesome. I think they really can. Like, they should have won last night.
Yeah. Well, that overtime was pretty... actually, they hit the post. Otherwise, they wouldn't have gone into overtime.
I know, that killed me. Oh, stupid post.
Yeah, should get rid of the post, eh? Don't you think that would make for a more open game?
Oh, dear. I'm going to go New York in six. I think Montreal can win it at home, but then New York's going to go back to the Madison Square Garden and take it.
Fair enough. Father
Jeff?
Yeah, so right now... No, right now they're going back to...
It's in Montreal. For game five, yeah.
Okay, so I am going to say... No, I think actually New York's going to take it now in five.
Okay.
They're going to win in Montreal and
okay.
And they'll throw the poutine at them and all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Chloe, so who was the higher seeded team there?
New York.
If only had some sort of a device to access the internet.
Montreal's.
All right, so I will pick then... is Montreal.
Because that's why game five's now back
so
in Montreal.
Chloe picks.
Oh, I see.
Heads. Chloe's picking Montreal. In how many games? In eight games.
8 games. It's the Summit Series.
Wow. Yes.
Russia.
Henderson scores for Montreal. All right. Silliness there. All done. Okay, so now the next thing I'd like to do is all of us to predict for each team, each of the four teams that are left, who we think will be the Conn Smythe pick. So let's start in the East this time, and let's start with Montreal. Let's say Montreal pulls off the comeback. Father Travis, who would be your Conn Smythe pick, the pick for the player of the playoffs if Montreal makes it to the final? Who would be the best player for them?
Am I allowed to have three, or are you guys going to make me narrow it down to one?
Just one.
No. So my three are Tokarski, Markov, and Price, and I still haven't decided who to...
Flip a three-sided coin.
Because Price is going to be completely out, right?
He might be back for the final if they make it.
You think so?
They say he's out for seven games. out for the series. I do not think he's going to be back, but you got to... Yeah, I guess you got to take
Okay, so who are you picking then?
So do I get Tokarski then, or Subban, or Markov?
Well, now you're adding four guys, aren't you?
You need a four-sided coin.
You added Subban now into the mix.
Yeah, I did.
Good thing you're not on the Conn Smythe voting, because they have to decide pretty quickly at the last game there.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. That sucks.
Yeah.
Tokarski.
Yeah. Good.
All right. Go Watson. Father Jeff.
So what do we win if we get this right? Eternal praise.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
An all expense paid trip to Tim Hortons.
All expenses?
Is you're paying for this? That's awesome.
So we don't have Tim Hortons where we are. So mileage, that's like $200, man.
Sponsored by St. Michael Parish.
Gotta go all the way to Melfort.
Sure. Yeah.
We're humbled.
Big city perish with your money. Anyways, if I have to pick Montreal, I don't really want to say, it's going to end up being Subban if they actually would win, because I don't think the price will be back. It could be Tokarski, but I'm going to go, just because I want that free trip. I'm going to say Subban because they're going to give it to him. If Montreal wins the cup, which they're not going to, they're going to win the cup. They're going to give it to Subban. It just feels like that's where we go with it. Because Price probably won't be back, I don't think. But
yeah, and that's exactly my thinking. It'll be Subban. If Montreal made it to the final and gets anywhere close to winning.
They're going
to
say, well, Tokarski didn't play the whole playoffs. Exactly. But if they win the cup, which they won't, and Tokarski, a rookie goalie, comes in and wins it, he should win it, but they're going to give it to Subban.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think Subban's played well enough to earn it anyway.
He's played good enough, but I believe Markov has been just as instrumental. Subban is a little bit more flash, but Markov is a stellar, solid defensive. If they lost Markov, that's more of a knock against them than if they were to lose Subban. But
I think
people
Gallagher,
don't always see it that way.
Gallagher's been the more consistent
Gallagher's
player.
Gallagher's good. Anyway, Pacioretty's been very good. Yeah. They've got a pretty good depth. But anyways, I'll say Subban because that's what I think is going to happen if they were magically going to win.
And let's say Montreal, for some reason, doesn't make it to the final and New York Rangers do make it and they win. Yeah. Father Jeff, who are you picking for the Conn Smythe if it's the New York Rangers?
Once again, because these things are scripted. It's like the soap opera now. I think they're going to, just like they would pick Subban, the NHL would do that. They're going to pick Martin Saint-Louis because they just like...
He does have quite the story. He's battled a lot of adversity.
Yeah, I'm not saying that these are necessarily, they're not eligible good picks. It should be Lundqvist. Like, frankly, I would personally say Lundqvist, but I think if they actually win, I'm picking not who should win, but who would win if this team wins. So I'm saying Saint Louis.
I was also picking Saint Louis as well.
Mm-hmm. The Blues.
Just so I can be on the record, then I'm going to pick what your hearts really want and not who
King Henrik of Sweden.
And I will go with Lundqvist.
The water bottle man.
Yes.
He drains bottles on people.
And also is good at stopping the puck.
And on his Viking ships, he invades many lands. Okay, go on.
Okay, all
right. I'm watching a documentary on the Vikings right now. Sorry.
Oh, I see.
The Swedes.
That's not the Muppets, is it?
No, that's another documentary I'm watching.
Okay. What? They got that sketch, the Muppets.
I'm like,
Vikings.
I had to register this. The Muppets have a documentary on the Vikings? What?
Oh, yeah. Okay. What if Chicago
on the BBC.
Makes it?
Okay.
What if Chicago makes it to the Stanley Cup Finals? I haven't gone first. I will go first on this one.
Please do.
Would be Jonathan Toews.
Okay. Repeat.
I think he's played well enough to earn it. He has led that team. He's put that team on his back a few times.
Sure. He still can't grow a proper playoff beard mustache. He's pathetic, but anyways.
This is true.
Who am I to judge?
But I will pick Jonathan Toews. Father Travis.
Well, I was going to go with Crawford, but at the risk of picking all goalies, I better say Toews.
Yeah. Now, this would be like crazy if this happened. You know what? Conn Smythe, this never happens. They always get to the guys with a lot of points or the goalie or the defenseman that's the stellar defenseman. But Chicago has one player that is like consummately the best playoff performing guy. And he does nothing all year, really. But also he's like on fire and he's really instrumental. I was voting Brian Bickle. It's crazy. Look at his playoff performances stats. He's got energy. But that's not who I'm picking because he's never going to get picked. It's scripted once again. It'll be Corey Crawford because Toews and Kane have won and they just recently even. And even if they do, they could have 50 points. They're going to give it to Crawford this year if the Hawks win.
Kind of like the Oscars voting.
That's how it is. And that's sad because, to be honest, if you're voting for the best playoff performer on making a difference on a team, Toews is always great. Crawford's always great. Kane's always great. Guys like Bickle are the reasons why the Chicago Blackhawks are going to be competing again for the Stanley Cup Finals. And every single team that's not in the Stanley Cup Finals wants players like that, that step it up and play with heart. And so that's actually who should win it. But that, whatever, when I run the world, it'll be different.
All right. Father Travis, who are you picking for the LA Kings? Conn Smythe.
Because I'm going with all goalies, I'm going to choose Quick.
Well, that was a quick choice. Okay.
Golf clap.
I know. Sorry. I will go next. I'm going with the defenseman, Drew Doughty.
Drew who?
Yeah.
Oh, Doughty. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay.
LA. Probably be Quick again. But now,
who are you picking though?
No, I'm just thinking here. Did Quick win the last go around?
Yeah, like maybe. A, I don't know. I
think he did. I'm actually going to pick. I'm going to pick Anze Kopitar.
You know, I was thinking of him too, though, actually, because he, especially in that.
He's had a great series.
He
and
has.
Him and Gabrick have been awesome.
Yeah. Like, Gabrick and Kopitar.
Gabrick's also a guy that you could see him taking if he
overtime
keeps
pouring magic.
It on, like in the next round, too. But I'm actually going to go with Kopitar as the captain, and or not the captain, actually. Actually, no, it's Brown as the captain, right? I always mix that up. But Kopitar is really a really unsung superstar in the league, but outside of LA, no one gives him credit, but he's awesome. And what he did for the Slovenians, I'll never forget from my homeland. Kay. Not my homeland, but it's close enough. Well, whatever. In the Olympics, I'm talking about, obviously. Yeah.
Okay.
Not in the war.
Last bit of predictions here. One last bit of predictions. Who's your pick to win it all? What the team to win it all, I should say.
What other option?
I don't know. Which referee is going to win? The best referee in the world?
The man who runs not for the crown that withers, but the crown, imperishable crown of heaven. The
exactly.
Most spiritually, that's Josh Georges, the most Catholic guy, of course, in the playoffs. But anyways, I would pick. I think I'm going to pick Los Angeles to win.
All right.
Truly the king of kings.
The LA Kings will be back. Father Travis.
I'm going to go with New York.
New York Rangers.
What'd
all right.
Zoo York.
And I will be on record. I will say that whoever wins the Western Conference wins the cup. And I'm picking the Los Angeles Kings to do that.
Indeed.
But yeah, I don't see the New York Rangers or the Montreal Canadiens defeating either the Chicago Blackhawks or the LA Kings.
I don't even think they could defeat one player on the Chicago Blackhawks.
Like unless something catastrophic happens and you know there's like a major injury or something.
Yeah. I still don't know what happened with the Bruins, to be honest, but I go back 2 weeks into the season and I'll say it now too. The only team that actually can beat any of those Western teams this year would be the Bruins, and they're not there. I don't think any of those other teams can do it, but I don't know what happened to the Bruins. They were doped up or something or injuries, but they were the only team that has that strength that they could actually stand up strength against the speed and strength of the West. But the West will win. West always wins.
Well,
it's except for if you live in Canada, then no, the West never wins.
Yeah. Oh, one day, someday,
St. Front will be a capital of a proud new nation of Saskatchewan.
The Flames Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, so what we would love from you, our loyal listeners, is to hear what your thoughts are. What are your thoughts about the semifinals? Or what are your thoughts about who you think will win? Let me say that better. Who do you think will win the Stanley Cup?
No, who will win the imperishable crown in heaven?
How exactly.
This is the sports fathers.
And then alternately, who will win the Stanley Cup this year? And
every year in the future.
And every year in the future. Yes.
If like Back to the Future when he's got that almanac. Because I want to make some money. Anyways. Enough about
Biff. I forgot
Biff.
About that.
Enough
yeah.
about Biff.
And then otherwise, who do you think will be winning the Conn Smythe trophy? So just let us know what your thoughts are. You can rant and rave against our picks, or better yet, agree with our picks, because that would be really wonderful.
Wonderful.
And with that, enjoy the rest of the playoffs. Enjoy the beginning of summer, which is awesome. There's no snow on the ground anymore. That's great. My winter tires are even off. And until next time, keep your stick on the ice.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, I guess. Goodbye.
Bye.